So, in February, TAG and Levitt Partners announced the formation of a food traceability public-private governing body to align industry in the implementation of enhanced food traceability, which is required under the new FSMA 204 traceability rule. I'm your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'd like to welcome TAG's Executive Vice President of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs, Dr. Ben Miller, and Senior Director of Regulatory Affairs and General Counsel, Eric Edmonds, JD, to discuss this new venture and how you can be involved. Welcome, Ben and Eric.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
So, Ben, let's start with you. What is the traceability governing body and why is it needed?
Yeah, Lisa, it's a good question. For those that have been tracking along over the last year and a half, we know that FDA released its final rule on food traceability, specifically for FTL foods. So that's a subset of foods that need to be traced really from their origin in the supply chain all the way to where they're sold at retail, if that's a grocery store or a restaurant location. And the agency gave industry 3 years essentially to comply with that. We're about halfway through that compliance timeframe. And in the work that we've done, we've certainly seen kind of various levels of preparedness across the supply chain and understanding, really. And so we were approached kind of in concert with Levitt Partners last fall to have a discussion with them around similar approach that they use to create a private public partnership around drug traceability. So back in 2013, FDA passed sort of a similar regulation around traceability in our drug supply. In that instance, industry had about a 10-year time frame to work towards compliance. We're certainly much more compressed here. And when we look at the complexity of the food supply chain, we recognize that there's a lot of work to do. So we wanted to kind of base this off of the learnings that had happened on the drug supply side, something that Levitt Partners has a lot of experience in. And so really the idea is to create a governing body that would be a nonprofit organization that would bring together industry. FDA would have a seat or be able to participate in this group, and we would also have technology solution providers who could also be not necessarily on the board of this entity, but could participate in committees to talk about how their different solutions could work across the supply chain. So really the intent is to create a place where people can come together, talk about challenges that they're having around either data structure or data exchange or just operational practice so that people can trade ideas, have a place to interact with the regulatory agency and with potentially solution providers so that we can try to get alignment in terms of overall best practice and approach as that compliance timeline of January 20th, 2026 creeps up on us. So much work to be done, but that's really kind of the idea behind this approach.
So, Eric, how do you see this as helping with the implementation of full chain traceability?
Yeah, another great question. I can say as soon as the rule or the final rule was published, TAG really dug into it and kind of learned the requirements and everything and started working with some clients almost immediately, really assessing which foods do you handle that are on the food traceability list and subsequently kind of which critical tracking events or stages along the supply chain are you operating in, and henceforth, which key data elements or records do you need to keep for each of those? And what we realized is you can go on an individual basis with companies and saying, this is how the rule applies to you. But along the food supply chain, no one operates in a vacuum, and this rule really requires communication along the supply chain. So doing the individual assessments is great and helps people understand the rule, but for the success of the implementation of the rule along the supply chain, it really requires some sort of standardization or collaboration from farm to fork to really identify how are we going to tackle this rule as an industry to make it more efficient and effective when it comes to enforcement time.
Okay. So, Ben, would you have anything to add to that?
I think the recognition of this group too is that there's been initiatives out there. So we look at things like the Produce Traceability Initiative that's really focused on the beginning of the supply chain. How do we take learnings that groups like that have put together and sort of translate and transmit that kind of throughout the supply chain overall? Not that that's necessarily the only way to do it, but how do we tap into a lot of work, honestly, that's been going on over the last 10 years and do knowledge sharing across the supply chain? Because again, time is of the essence, and there's just a lot of inherent complexity in terms of how is the data going to be exchanged? Is there going to be a standardized format, or what are sort of the set of standardized formats that we might think about? Does that matter? All really important conversations that need to happen for this information to flow as the food moves through the supply chain itself.
So, Eric, why did TAG get involved in this initiative?
Yeah, I can say we initially showed and were very interested in this initiative because we recognized a need. Different, and Ben mentioned leafy greens industry, produce industry, they've kind of taken this on and dealt with things in a certain way. And the seafood industry has taken taken approach addressing things like food fraud to have a pretty robust traceability system. But when you kind of look across the food industry as a whole, and particularly with this rule, because it brings in farms and it brings in restaurants and grocery stores, if you end up with different sectors of the food industry, the produce industry doing it one way, seafood industry doing it another way, and then even within produce, you may have fruit and vegetable growers handling it a little bit differently than the leafy greens portion of that sector. Just this real need to have something consistent. And so you don't end up with a grocery store or a retailer with four different systems that they have to learn to manage and handle from a technology standpoint or just a paper record standpoint. So we decided to become involved and push this to create consistency across the industry. There's definitely leaders who have kind of identified where the gaps or issues may be presented. And we want to create a venue really where anyone can come and find information that can be generally applicable across the industry, no matter which sector or segment you work in, and really have a clear kind of blueprint or guideline for how to implement the rule. And kind of the final one, working with Levitt Partners that has the experience with a similar public-private partnership on the drug supply chain traceability side, they've already demonstrated success there. So leveraging that experience really creates a framework for interaction through the industry and the FDA, the regulators, because when it all comes down to it, FDA collaboration and how this is going to be implemented is going to be very important, because not only are they developing the rule and guidance, but they'll be in charge of enforcement. So having that opportunity as with the industry as a whole to collaborate and kind of put ideas out in front of the regulators to create something that works across the board is really enticing and attractive from an efficiency standpoint.
Okay. So if other folks are interested in becoming a part of this initiative, how would they do that, Ben?
At the end of this video, there'll be contact information for Eric and myself. You can just reach out directly to us, and we will connect you with the work group as it's getting formed right now. And that's also an opportunity if you just want to stay up to date on the progress of that group. You can email us, and we'll make sure you get signed up for information on that as well. So,
Great.
certainly welcome anybody that's interested to reach out, and I hope you've found this informative.
So great. Want to thank both of you, Ben and Eric. And it's been some great information. It seems like an initiative that's really necessary and can really help out once this traceability really starts getting going. So thank you again to you, and thank you to our viewers. And as always, Don't forget to like this video and subscribe to stay informed on all things food safety and public health from the Atchison Group. Thank you.